It's truly good to be here today, be among the redeemed and the saved.
Hallelujah. Yes.
How many glad for the Lord here? God bless his holy name. We honor him. He is worthy of our praise. If you have your Bibles, turn with me into 1 Peter, 5th chapter. 1 Peter chapter 5. Let's look at verse 6. First Peter 5 and 6. Peter, by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, wrote to the saints. He said, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. He may exalt you in due time, casting all of your care upon him, for he what? He careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Yeah. Taking the scripture here now, you may be seated. Peter said to be sober and to be vigilant. That means to be serious-minded and to be on guard. Why? Did not Jesus say to watch and pray that you enter not into temptation?
Yeah.
So to be sober-minded is to be serious and to be alert. To be vigilant means to stand on guard.
Yes.
Because we all have an adversary.
Amen.
Man, flesh, and blood is not our enemies. People is not our enemies. But we do fight in a spiritual war.
Yes.
There's demonic powers, all it's infiltrated the whole human race now. Satan has got great power. He came to seek to destroy man. So we must be on guard. With God's help for a little while today, there are two lions in the Bible, L-I-O-N-S, two lions in the Bible. They're both spiritual. Can anybody tell me who the other lion is? Jesus is. He came as a lamb. Now he's at the right hand of the Father. He's the lion of the tribe of Judah, and he has conquered and overcome all. There's two lions in the Bible. And I'd like to teach for a little bit on facts about natural lions, their traits, how they operate, that portrays our spiritual life. Oh, God help us. There's two mighty lions described in the Word of God, and they're both very powerful, but one of them is far greater and stronger than the other. Which one will you serve?
That's right, Jesus.
Which one is greater?
Jesus.
Which one will you listen to and obey?
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. How many's glad he overcome the devil?
Amen.
He's greater than the power of sin. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
One of these lions started off as an angelic being who later became a lying serpent. Then he became a roaring lion, the adversary to man, seeking for souls whom he may devour. The other is Jesus, God's only begotten Son. And I brought out last week how that Lucifer was one of the highest and mightiest angels, one of them that ever was in heaven, in the kingdom of heaven. He was in charge of the angelic choir. The Lord said of Lucifer, said he was perfect in beauty and in wisdom. He was the covering cherub. He was the anointed angel. He walked up and down amidst the stones of fire and the tabrets and the pipes, which meant the musical ability God created in him. He led the angelic choir. Can you imagine that? When John in Revelation, he said, I saw and behold 10,000, times 10,000 and thousands of thousands of angels. Angels are ministering spirits in heaven, giving glory to God and praise and worship day and night. And Lucifer became lifted up in his beauty, in his wisdom, and in his pride. He thought that he could overcome God, the one that made him. And he withdrew. The Bible said he persuaded one third of the heavenly host, God's other angels, and talked them into rebelling with him. Wow. So that he could set his throne above the stars of God, and he would have them a worship in him. But Jesus said in Luke, says, I beheld Satan fall from heaven as lightning. God cast Lucifer out so fast it was like lightning that shineth. When it hit the ground, he said, I saw him cast down to the ground. Now I want you to know when Lucifer fell, he became the arch enemy of mankind. He's the greatest enemy that anybody could ever face. He is the chief adversary of all righteousness. He hates God and he hates you because you're made in the image and in the likeness of God. And anything that he can do to tear your life apart and to drag you down. Jesus said he's a liar and he is a father of liars and there is no truth in him. Jesus said of him that he's the thief that comes to steal and to kill and to destroy, and that is his goal. He'd like to tear you to pieces. He'd like to deceive you like he did Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, when God made the first man Adam and took a bone from his side, and therewith he made Eve, the mother of all living. It was paradise in the Garden of Eden. Everything was pure. Everything was holy. There was no hint of any kind of wrong or bad or evil. It was paradise. And the Lord created, and he put the tree of life in the midst of the Garden of Eden. And as long as man ate of that tree of life, he can live forever. It was an age of innocence. Man did not know sin. They knew not any condemnation. They knew not what tears was or what a broken heart was. They had no condemnation in them. And God came down and he walked in the cool of the evening with Adam as they held hands. But there was only one stipulation of the Lord. What I want you to know today, that you will be tried. God will try every one of us to see if we will serve him or not. Will we serve the Lord? And will we obey his word? Or will we listen to the adversary and listen to the devil? Oh God, what was it? Hallelujah. God put within that garden the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And God pulled Adam aside. He said, Adam, he said, of all the trees that's in the midst of the garden, thou mayest freely eat thereof. But the tree of knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that you eat of that forbidden fruit, your eyes will be open, that you'll know what sin is. Oh God, hallelujah. Adam was the head, hallelujah, the human race, and he knew how to stay away from that tree of knowledge good and evil. What was it the Lord told Adam? Hallelujah. He said, Adam, I'm a placing you in this garden. It's a garden of paradise. It's pure. It's clean. It's holy. There's nothing to defile. There's joy in this garden, and there's everlasting peace in this this garden. Oh, Adam, I just keep right on eating of that tree of life. Hey, Lord, and you'll live forever, and you'll never taste of the bitter dregs of sin. Can you raise your head and say, I would rather eat of the tree of life that Jesus has, hallelujah, than to taste of the bitter dregs of the fruit of this world. Adam, keep the garden. Address it. Lucifer had already made his fall. He's on the earth. And he's here. Adam and Eve's going to get a visit.
Bless him, Lord.
Rest assured, everybody in this house, you're going to get a visit.
Right. Yeah. Come on.
There will be a time that the enemy will visit you.
Amen.
He's got a voice.
Amen.
He knows how to twist things.
Come on.
He knows how to entice you. You know, there's a lot of voices in this world.
Right.
I want you to know that all the angels that fell with Lucifer to this earth are disembodied spirits right now. They're demons. They're powers of hell. They're spirits in wickedness, wicked places. All of these millions of demonic powers, why do you think people go over the deep end?
That's right, brother. Come on.
Why do you think they do and they say things that they do and say that are evil, to hurt, to maim, to kill and to murder, to curse and to blaspheme, to lust and to covet. Oh Lord, to fight and to war, to strive and to have jealousy. These demons are real.
That's right. Amen.
You're going to get a visit.
Amen.
Woo! Adam, dress this garden and keep it. Twofold. Watch over it. Dress it and prune it when it needs pruned. There's another visitor that's going to come to you. So I just wonder how it ever took place. I got an imagination. Eve says to Adam one day, says, let's take a walk, Adam, through the garden before God gets here. Oh, Lord. I'm telling you, people's footsteps take them in wrong places. I'd rather walk with Jesus. Come on, I'd rather walk with the Lord.
Amen.
I want my footsteps to be guided by Jesus. Raise your little hand. I feel the Lord. I'd rather my footsteps to lead me to the house of God. Yes. I'd rather be among the saints of the living God. I would rather be worshiping the Lord with the saints than to be out there in this world. It's dangerous to be out there outside of those doors today.
Yeah,
hallelujah. I could see them. Listen, they both were naked and knew it not. There was no condemnation to them. Everything was pure. It was an age of innocence. Innocence, total innocence, purity. God made it all. He said, behold, it's very good, very good, very good. I can see. Maybe God had the tree of life on one end of the garden. Maybe the tree of knowledge on the other. I don't know. But it's good to explore, isn't it, Adam? Yeah, it'd be a pretty good idea. Let's just find out everything that's in this garden. Adam had already been warned, and he knew as soon as he stepped foot in that path, he knew that the tree of knowledge of good and evil was at the end of that path.
Come on, bro.
Could he said to Eve, I just feel like it. I don't want to go down this path.
Yeah.
I want to tell you something. If God ever warned you about something,
there'll be a
fear in your heart. Because when God speaks and conviction comes, there'll be a prick in your heart that you'll never forget it. Don't do it. I'm telling you today, the Holy Ghost is speaking to a lot of people. You better not go there.
Come on, bro.
You better not watch that.
Amen.
You better not entertain that.
Yeah,
you better stay away from that crowd.
Come on,
bro. You better not listen to what you're listening to. Come on, why did not Adam get a hold of Eve's hand and say, I've done it, been down that path, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil is down there, and God has already told me and warned me, the head of the human race, that if we eat of that forbidden fruit, we'll die. It's a twofold death. Come on, hallelujah. You'll die physically somewhere down the road. I want you to know that you pay for your sins, and you reap what you sow. And a lot of people, oh God, I feel that, Brother Jason, a lot of people that went to the grave prematurely, they didn't live out their life because the devil lied to them and made something look good to them. And when they partook of it and took it into their mind and their heart, it defiled them and they died a premature death. I don't want that to happen to me. Raise your little hand. I want to abstain from all appearance of evil. I want to withdraw my foot from the path of the wicked. Hey, Lord, I'd rather stay with God. I want it to be well with my soul.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's right. Come on, honey. Just turn around. Let's get out of this path.
Come on.
I'm not trying to put all the blame upon woman. Don't get me wrong in this message. Whoever it is, that can be somebody close to you, a companion, a friend, brother, sister, parents, anybody, could talk you into going the wrong way.
Man, you're right.
Talk you into doing the wrong thing.
You're right,
come on, we're getting out of here. Let's stay over here. There's peace around this tree right here.
Right.
There's everlasting life right here. Eve, you've eaten of it long enough, sis. You've eaten of it, I don't know how many years, how many days, months, years. I don't know how long they lived before they took the wrong path. But I believe Adam could have said, there's nothing any more juicier that tastes any better, Eve, than this fruit right here on this tree. I'd rather eat of the fruit of righteousness than what the wicked and the world has to offer. And oh, Eve, she said it won't hurt for us to walk down this path. Okay, they go down and they look in the distance and there is the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Maybe a big old rock right there underneath of its branches. And she says to Adam, says, why don't we just sit down right here and just listen to the birds sing. I'm telling you, you can be in the wrong place at the wrong time. Listen, the serpent was watching all the time. The fallen angel, Lucifer, the devil, the enemy of all righteousness, the adversary, and the lying devil and thief was a watching. I'm telling you, if you get in the right place at the wrong time, or vice versa, the wrong place at the right time, the enemy knows how to tempt you. And the enemy, hey Lord, I said the enemy knows your weakness. He knows how to pull on your strings, and he knows how to push your buttons. He knows how to blow up something and to make it look attractive, to entice you, to get you to take a bite of it. Raise your little hand today. Oh Lord, I'd rather stay with God. I'd rather stay with the saints. Hallelujah. So they sat down. Serpent walked up right at that time. Can you imagine that? That crazy thing called. I don't know if any of the others talked or not. This one did. But there was no fear. Everything's peace. Listen. I bet that fella, I don't know how tall he was, he had legs. He might have looked like he was covered with diamonds. Shining. the pattern that was on him just littered. Can you imagine the sun when it came down through the leaves of those trees? He's a glittering. And his eyes, there was no fear. No fear whatsoever. But he's a staying hit behind another tree. Eve says, Adam says, look up here. Says, when the wind blows through that tree there, says, you can hear the music. It just seems like it just makes music right through those limbs. Look. I've never seen the brightest, greenest leaves like an emerald shining in the rays of that sun. Adam, won't you get up now and get her and get out of here? Do it now. Get up now. I want to tell you something. The closer you get, the more you entertain things. It might take weeks. It might take months. It might take a long time. But after a while, you lose your fear. You lose your fear. You get too close to it. You watch it. You listen to it and everything. You're losing the fear of God. You're getting in the wrong place. It won't be long that you'll reach for something.
Come on.
He gets up. Oh, this is my mind. You ain't going to read this. He gets up and says, I'm going to go over and stand under them limbs. Won't hurt nothing. Over and stand. You know, ain't that amazing? The devil put things right in your reach. But there it is. She looks at Adam and says, I just wonder what that fruit tastes like. Get her out of there. You better hurry. When she saw that was a fruit to be desired, saw that it was a fruit to be desired to make one wise, she took of it. She ate. Nothing happened. Not yet. The command came through the head of the house. The main man. She said, I know what you said, Adam. Look at me. That's the juiciest fruit that I've ever took a bite out of. Nothing happened to me. What's it take? What does it take for you to open your eyes? Do you have to see somebody else head toward destruction? Do you have to see their marriage break completely apart? Do you have to see their home split apart? Do you have to look in the eyes of alcoholics and drug addicts to know? Do you?
Come on, man.
Do you ever visit the hospital and see them laying flat on their back, ate up with cancer and cirrhosis of the liver? Were they drunk themselves to death? Got needle marks all over their arms? They should have put their foot down a long time ago and say, I don't care what anybody else says. It might look good to the eyes, but it's full of death. Raise your hand. I said it's full of death. If God says it's bad, it's bad. If he says it's wrong, it's wrong. You better not touch of it or handle it or partake of it. It'll take you down and it'll destroy you.
Amen. 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 Oh, we
meet again. Nothing happened to me, husband.
Bless him, Lord. Come on.
So she gave to her husband and he also did eat. And when he did, their eyes was open.
That's right.
Can you tell me the very first thing that happens to you when you commit a sin? Conviction hits you.
Right.
It just like a sword went right through Adam's heart. Right. Oh, God. Oh, no.
Bless him.
They saw themselves naked. They left the age of innocence.
Right.
It was forever gone.
Yeah.
Innocence was forever gone.
Yeah.
Can you say today, I want to keep, I want to keep the blood of Jesus applied to my heart, and I want to keep His Spirit in my soul, and I want to be innocent and pure in the eyes of the Lord. I don't want any condemnation in my heart. And when they saw that they were naked, they ran to hide themselves amidst the trees of the garden. I'm telling you, do you know why backsliders cannot stand and look you in the face and look you in the eyes? It's because they are condemned, and they know that they're living in sin, and they're doing things that are wrong. Oh Lord, hey, there's something about a backslider and a sinner, and they want to run and they want to hide from God. But can I tell you, there's no place for you to hide for the all-seeing eye of Almighty God, your Creator. He looks right down into your heart, your mind. He knows what's inside of you. He knows what you're doing. He knows what you've committed.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on.
You ain't gonna hide.
You're right.
No matter, you'll not hide.
Right.
Oh, Jesus. So they hid themselves in the midst of the trees, and they sewed fig leaves to hide their nakedness. Fig leaf, that ain't gonna do you no good, sir, ma'am. He's going to do you a lick of good.
Come on.
God came down in the cool of the evening, as He always did aforetime Him. Adam and Eve's missing. God knows where they're at.
Right.
Adam! Where art thou?
Adam.
Is God speaking to anybody today?
Mighty.
Where are you at? Where are you at? You used to love me and serve me. You used to walk close to me and hand in hand. Adam, where are you at? That's sad. We were afraid, Lord, and we hid ourselves. Oh God.
Bless Him, Lord.
Unworthy now. Blemished, dirty. My conscience is defiled. God said, Adam, did you eat? Did you do it? Did you eat of the forbidden fruit that I told you not to eat thereof?
Amen. Thank you, sir.
Oh, God.
Did you? Did you eat of it?
Glory, glory. Have your way, Lord.
There's people, listen. There's people that don't have the joy that they used to have.
You
don't have the peace that you used to have. You don't have the confidence that you used to have. You don't feel at peace with God like you used to, God. Something's happened. Something's happened to sever that communication, that fellowship between you and Lord. Something's happened in your heart, God. Oh, God. And the blame game started. We can always blame other Sister Maria for our shortcomings and our sin. It ain't my brother. He didn't twist my arm. It wasn't my sister. It wasn't anybody else. It was me, oh Lord. It was me, God. I should have known better. I should have had the fear of God. I should have obeyed the Lord. You'd be surprised. The people will blame this one and that one and blame their husband and blame their wife. Blame everybody. everybody, but the blame is on you. If you don't have the peace and you don't have God inside of you, there's something wrong with you.
Amen.
Children, you're getting all this by faith. I've got 7 pages of notes. God knows where this is going. I don't.
Have your way, Lord. Come on, bro.
Obey the Lord.
Adam says, the woman that you gave me, she gave to me, and I did eat. Her fault. Her fault that I'm not living this.
That's right. Come on.
Her fault. Her fault that I can't live it. You just backtrack right here. You can serve God and you can love Him and you can obey Him regardless if your companion or anybody else around you. It's a heart thing right here.
Amen.
It's a heart thing right here if you're sold out, if you love Jesus or not. He'll show.
Amen.
Husband might stay home. Wife might stay home. Listen, but you got a made up mind right here. You got your own willpower. You got your own choices in life. You got your own decisions that you can make. It is up to you. Nobody can tie you down.
Yeah.
The woman that you gave me, she did give it to me, and I did eat. Oh, woman, why did you do this? The Bible said that she was seduced by the serpent. What was it the devil told her? I don't know. Don't ask me to explain. But the devil is the most talented, artistical, tranquilistist that there could ever be.
Wow.
Oh, Lord. He might have even possessed that serpent. The devil has got a voice. What was it that he told Eve? Thou shalt not surely die. You lying devil, you. Oh, Lord. If God says you'll die if you do it, my Lord, you better fear Him. I said you better fear the Lord. I feel God in this house today. If God says stay away from it, stay away from it. Don't partake of it. Woman, what is this that thou hast done? That servant told her, I said, God does know that in the day that you eat thereof, of this fruit, your eyes will be enlightened and they'll be open that you'll know good and evil. He absolutely told her the truth. Even Adam would have never known sin, and they would have never known what evil was until the disobedience came. I tell the Lord right now, I want my eyes to be upon God and upon His word and truth. Don't let me listen to the devil. Don't let me listen to others. Hallelujah. Woman, from now on, in travail you'll have, in your birth you'll have children in travail. He told Adam, he says, from the sweat of your face from here on out, you'll earn the bread and your food from the sweat. You're going to labor till you go to the grave. Listen, immediately when Adam took of that forbidden fruit and ate it, the eyes was open. He automatically died spiritually. Dead, 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 dead. No peace. No fellowship with God. It's gone. No communion now. It's gone. No peace. I can't feel His presence. It's gone, gone in here. My friend, you never know how empty that you could ever be when God's missing.
Amen.
It'll be the emptiest that you'll ever, ever experience in life when God ain't living inside of your life.
Yeah.
Holy Lord of heaven. My Jesus, my Jesus. He died then and He lived, how old was it, Brother Jason? 900 and some years. Adam lived after that.
Yes.
But okay, 963, thereabouts. Listen, it came a day. It came a day. And I believe down through that 900 and some years, Brother George, listen, we pay for what we do.
Yeah.
It might not be immediate. The wheels of God's judgment grind slow.
Yeah.
But they'll catch up with you.
Catch up with you.
Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the hearts of the Son of Man is fully set in them to do evil. But it's going to catch up with you.
Yeah.
Right.
It'll catch up with you. It'll kick you off guard. It'll take you down. It'll take you out.
Right.
I could see, listen, about 300 years into it, maybe way before then, evil looks at Adam and says, look at us. You was right. I wish we'd have stayed over there with that tree of life. I'm getting wrinkles. I hurt. It's hard for me to get up. This would have never happened, my friend, if they hadn't sinned. Adam says, honey, about 600 years down the road, he said, it's all I can do to get up in the morning and to labor in the fields.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I'm getting older. I'm getting stiffer. My whole body is full of pain. Arthritis are in my joints. 800 years down the road, life was miserable to them. Don't ask me how that it is done. But the Bible said in Revelation that those of the righteous that enter into the kingdom of heaven shall have right to the tree of life in the midst of a paradise of God. Oh, praise be to the Lord. How many wants to serve the Lord with all of your heart? Hallelujah. God reached down with that big old hand of his, brother Jason, and he dug right down under the roots of that tree of life, and he transported it into the kingdom of heaven, and there's a pure, crystal clear water of life that proceeds from the throne of God and goes through the land, and on each side of it is the tree of life. It bears its fruit every month. Hallelujah. The leaves are for the healing of the nations. Oh Lord, I wonder how many times that old Adam and Eve said, if we had it all to do over. I made a statement to somebody here recently. I said, be careful what you do, the decisions you make, and the choices that you make, because sometimes you never can undo them. Raise your little hand. I can never change them. Oh Lord, how many people, brother Kevin, I would like to go back in their life and said, if I had it all to do over, I would have never went that route and done that. I would have stayed with God no matter how much I had to pray. Hallelujah. And stay close to the Lord. If I had it to do over, I would say it. No, to a whole lot of things. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Come on. Amen.
Say no.
Glory.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on.
Amen. Blessed God. Hallelujah.
So it came time for God. He didn't want to, but man's full of sin now. But before he cast him out of the garden and drove him out, listen. And I believe what God took, the Bible said he took coats of skin from an animal, and I believe he was a lamb.
Yes.
Can you imagine? Can you only imagine how many animals in this world, and Adam had the mind of God so great with intellect and knowledge and remembrance that he named every animal that God brought to him. Lord have mercy, sake. Peace among the animals. Wouldn't even any war or fighting among the animals. The little lamb could come up and just cuddle into the ribs of a lion. Not even a mosquito. Whelps all over your neck. No.
Come on,
it wasn't that way. But listen, when God took the lambs, how many had to slay, I don't know. He said, Adam, come over here, you and you both. The only way that I can look at you all, and the only way that I can justify you, and the only way that I could ever forgive you, there has to be shedding of blood. I could see Adam as he looked to God, and God says, I'm going to have to slay and kill this animal and put it to death. God wants death. What's death?
No.
Whatever God took, he sliced the throat of that lamb and bled it completely out. And Adam and Eve is standing there looking, did you mean, God, that we caused the suffering and the death of those lambs? You mean it's our fault that they was innocent, God? It was us that committed the sin. You mean they had to die for us? They had to shed their blood for us? That's right, Adam. And from now on, until you leave this world, you will have to provide sacrifices, and you and Eve will have to slay animals for the rest of your life and shed their blood because of your sin. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I feel teaching ground in this building today. Don't let the cause of your sin cause suffering in somebody else. Don't make others hurt because of your disobedience. Oh, God, don't sin. Hallelujah. And allow things that are hurt others.
Amen.
So he clothed them. He clothed them with the skins of animals. And believe me, if God clothes you, he'll clothe you from head to foot down. You won't look like you're wearing shorts or a bikini.
No.
God hates nakedness. It's an abomination to him. It's unclean.
Right.
He clothed them with animal skins. Listen. Before he drove them out of the garden, why is God getting ready to drive them out of the garden to get them away from the tree of life? Because listen, if Adam and Eve was allowed to stay in that garden, well, they would have access to the tree of life and they would eat of it and live forever in their sins.
Yeah. Right.
You're dead. You're dead in trespasses and sins. You're alienated away from the life of God. You're dead in your heart.
Right.
Amen.
So God called down one of his mighty angels. There was an entrance into that garden of paradise, into Eden. There's an entrance in, children, and there's an exit out. I'd rather stay in. Raise your little hand. I'd rather stay where God put me, Lord. I'd rather stay where you put me, Lord. Oh, I'd rather stay with you, dear Jesus. So God drove them out.
God drove them out.
And they looked over their shoulder, turned around, no doubt, and looked toward the tree of life. And they probably looked at one another, Sister Maria, and they said probably to one another, we never realized what we had until we lost it. We never realized how good we had it until we lost it. It's gone. We're driven out away from the presence of the Lord. We had peace and joy. Hallelujah. The Bible said that God placed an angel, hallelujah, in the entrance of that garden with a flaming sword that turned in every direction, and they could not get back in to the Garden of Eden. Never get back. I can see Adam and Eve as they went out and they built a farm and they raised animals. Could it be that Eve ever got a hold of Adam's arm and said, honey, let's try one more time to go back and see if we could ever get back into that garden? I never realized how good that we had it, Adam. I wish that I never listened to the devil. Raise your hand. I feel the Lord in the house. I wish that I never listened to the devil lie to me and to deceive me. Hey, God. Hey, Lord. Give him a wave offering and say, Lord, help me.
Help me, Lord.
Oh, God. The Lord's a calling today. Ye that know to do good and do it not to you it is sin. Hey, Lord, if God ever puts his fingerprint on your heart and bring conviction to you and you know what you need to do, you better hurry and make amends with God.
Amen.
Yes.
Bless him, Lord.
Push your God, him by the arm. Let's go down and just try it one more time. And I could see as they rounded a curve where the opening was there between the trees. Adam looks at her, said, honey, there's no use. That flaming ain't, that sword is right there. We'll never, ever get back in. So how are you going to end this message this morning, Brother Tommy? I'll end it this way. There was another tree that God planted for you and me. It's the old rugged cross. Hallelujah. Placed on a rugged hill of Calvary, the place called the place of the skull, Golgotha. And on that tree, there was another lamb that came down. Ooh, the Lamb of God came down to take away the sin of the world. No matter where you've been, what you've done, or the sins that you've committed, no matter the wrongs and how bad they are, there is another tree. Jesus hung there for you and me. And the blood of that Lamb, the blood of that Lamb was holy and pure, a crimson stream flow down to the ground. And there's a voice now that says, come to me and be ye clean. Come and be washed from your sins. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be like wool. Come to me and I'll wash away your sins. I'll justify you one more time again. I'll justify you. I'll take and wash your sins away. Would you stand, everybody in the house, with me?
Thank you.
Hallelujah, Lord. There's another tree.
Thank you, Jesus.
Another tree.
Blessed Lord.
Jesus hung on that tree. Listen, to give you a right to the tree of life and the paradise of God. Raise your little hand. Heavenly Father, today we love you. We praise you, Jesus, for your word. Thank you for your spirit, Lord, that talks to us and that deals with us. Thank you for showing us and for warning us and for drawing us and for loving us, God. Thank you, Lord, for giving us hope through the cross of Jesus. Oh, I love you, Lord. There's forgiveness. There's hope for me. Lord, don't ever let me fall short of the glory of God. Heavenly Father, keep me, Lord. Come on, tell me. Don't let me go astray, Jesus. Don't let me fail you, Lord. Don't let me be deceived by that old devil. Let me stay with you, close to you, Jesus. Keep me under the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, mighty God. Blessed be the name of the Lord.